Chapter 7. The shuttle took Alina and Malgus skyward to Malgus's cruiser, Valor. Malgus stared out one of the viewports as they broke through the atmosphere. He felt Alina's eyes on him, but did not turn to her. His thoughts were on the Force, on the Empire, and how the two seemed to be diverging before his eyes. The question for him was singular. What would he do about it? The pilot's voice carried over the speaker.
Darth Malgus, Darth Angrel wishes to speak to you.
Malgus cocked his head in a question. He looked to Alina, but she looked away, out of viewport at the receding surface of Coruscant.
Put him through.
The small vidscreen in the shuttle's passenger compartment lit up and projected a holographic image of Darth Angrel. He sat at the same desk in the Chancellor's office from which he had previously lectured Malgus. Malgus wondered if Adras remained there still.
My lord,
Malgus said, though the words felt false.
Darth Malgus, I see you have recovered your companion. I am pleased for you.
I am returning her to Valor, and then I will return to the surface to assist.
Angrel held up a hand and shook his head.
There is no need for that, old friend. Your presence on Coruscant is no longer necessary. Instead, I need you to command the blockade and ensure the safety of the hyperspace lanes.
My lord, any naval officer could.
But I am ordering you to do this, Darth Malgus.
Malgus stared at the image of Darth Angrel for a long while before he trusted himself to answer.
Very well, Darth Angrel.
He cut off the connection, and the image sank back into the screen. A headache rooted in the base of his skull. He could feel the veins in his head pulsing, each beat amplifying his disillusionment, his growing rage. He did not need to be skilled in political maneuvering to understand that Angrel ordering him into an unimportant role was a way of sending the clear message that he was out of favor. Angrel had used him just long enough to ensure the success of the sacking of Coruscant. And now he was being edged aside in favor of Lord Adras. In the span of a day, he had gone from the conqueror of Coruscant to a second-tier Darth. He glanced over at Alina once more, wondering how much of it she understood. She did not look at him, just continued to look out the viewport.